Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this is Snap Pea 45.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
The middle-aged Snap Pea.
We're all middle-aged now. Except for those of you who are 20 who are listening.
Yeah, welcome. Let's do an explanation about what Snap Peas are since that we've hit middle-age. So it came about because we were in the second lockdown, Melbourne.
I don't know.
And we were getting lots of speak pipes. So we thought instead of putting them into our Thursday episodes and we have guests, let's make a second episode.
And I think we just thought we'd do it for 2 or 3 weeks while lockdown was on.
Yeah, then we had another like five. So they have become an episode of their own. So what we want you to know is that you can go to our website and you can send us a voicemail.
Yep.
You go into that. It's very easy. Yep. You just press record and you can tell us anything you want.
Anything.
These episodes are for you.
Yep. And you can do it on your phone.
Yep. You can definitely do it on your phone. And, you know, people like to tell us funny little things or tell us something was a laugh, cry, make a difference this week or anything that you observe in the media or, everything's welcome in the Snap piece.
Yep. Maybe feedback on episodes.
Yeah.
That's also good. And if you've got some for Gary when he puts the beans out, you just put that in the subject line and we will forward it on.
To Gary. Yeah.
So, anyway, here we are.
Yep.
Snap Pea 45.
Amazing. I never thought this would. This is terrific.
They're such fun to do. We love them. We love listening to you.
I love the speak pipes.
We feel like we're connecting.
Totally.
It was a good idea, Mandy, with the 1-star review on Apple.
1-star review. Love hearing your voices. I love it every single time.
Yep, me too.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's hear one.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
My name is Stephanie. I am a P from the States.
Hi, Stephanie.
An over P.
The most northeastern part of America. And so it's, I know you're probably curious about the weather.
Yes, I am.
It is 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which off the top of my head, I feel like is around 0 degrees.
It's cold.
That's a heat wave for us in January. So we're pretty pleased with that.
Right.
Oh. I was just listening to your Tubi episode and I was in tears. I almost had to pull over listening to the introductions and the Tubi blunders because I was driving while I was listening to it. And so I decided I had to make my first speak pipe call.
Thank you.
Anyway, my sweet daughter Annabeth is 6 months old. She was born with Down syndrome and a heart defect, and for many reasons she has been tube fed since birth. So we came home with an NG tube, which goes up her nose down to her belly, as opposed to one that's just straight into her tummy. And in those first weeks home, I was terrified to take her anywhere. She was on tube feeds. She also had oxygen. So taking her anywhere was just a monumental project. And because of COVID. Any of the doctor's appointments that she had, I had to take her to myself. My husband was not allowed to come with us. And I should also mention that all of our providers are in the big city, which is an hour and a half to 2 hours away, depending on traffic. So those first few weeks, I would keep mittens on her to keep her from pulling her tube out.
Yes, of
course. We got in the car one day to go to the cardiologist, and we got probably 30 minutes down the road, and I realized I had forgotten to put mittens on the baby. Mm. She was probably 9, maybe 10 weeks old at this point. Anyway, it was in the Lord's hands at this point. So we we make it all the way to cardiology. We make it all the way home. And I'm about 5 miles from our house when I stop at the grocery store. Now, I don't think my memory is very blurry, but I think at this point I had not even taken her out in public by myself to a grocery store yet.
Not.
Because I was just so overwhelmed with all of the equipment.
Yes.
But my older daughter was out of ketchup, and I was determined not to let my older daughter feel like I had forgotten about her. I had to get this ketchup. It was at this point, it was an emotional thing. It was something as a mother I had to do.
Yes.
Put the baby in the buggy, in her car seat, go in the store to get the ketchup. I'm in the checkout line, and the baby starts to stir, and the cashier looks at her. And it's that look, and you know that look, that look where they're trying to figure out your kid. And I hate that look, but she's given her that look.
Yep.
And in the midst of that, Annabeth reaches up with one little itty bitty teeny tiny baby finger and hooks around that tube and pulls that tube out of her nose. But doesn't pull it the whole way out. So she's gagging and sneezing. And I instinctively reach down and grab the tube and pull it the rest of the way out. Because once it's come that far, there's only one way for it to go.
You have
to
come out.
And so there I am in the checkout line with her tube in one hand and the crying baby in the buggy. And the cashier is looking at me as if she's just witnessed an exorcism.
Yeah.
She truly does not know what to say.
I know.
She doesn't know what to do.
No.
She's beside herself. I just wrapped the tube up and stuck it in the diaper bag and swiped my card for the ketchup.
Yep.
And she said to me, good luck.
Oh.
And I said, thank you. And we left. And so that was our tubi blunder.
Wow.
That was our first venture into the wild after Annabeth was born. And I was mortified. I remember going to my car and I was just beside myself.
Yes,
but you know what? That's our life.
It is.
Yes.
That cashier will probably be forever changed because of that. Hopefully in a good way.
Thank you so much
for appreciating our tubies and giving them space on your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful podcast.
Aww.
Tube feeding is super emotional.
Yes.
And it can feel really isolating.
Yes. Yeah.
And I just couldn't have been more thrilled than when I got in the car this morning and saw that there was a tube feeding episode.
Aww.
So thank you, Kate and Mandy. We really, really love you and appreciate everything you do.
Aww, Stephanie. Got me in all the feels.
Me too. I've got goosebumps everywhere.
And I just want to say, Annabeth sounds like the most beautiful name.
Oh.
I love that
beautiful name.
Beautiful. Yep.
I can just picture the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Scholarship, so we call it tomato sauce here or ketchup, but she really had to have tomato sauce on everything.
Yes.
So I completely understand.
And you're like, this is the one thing I have to do.
And I haven't done a lot lately, but I'm going to give you ketchup.
Yes.
Oh.
That's just a pee, Mum.
That right right there.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm glad you loved that episode. We're so proud of it.
It was beautiful. Melanie's beautiful.
Yeah. The whole gang.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Look.
Incredible women.
If you want, we've got a blend magazine to sell.
Yes, that's right.
Give.
Yes.
So I would be happy to send it to you if you
email us your address. She might. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can send it to her. I'll post it.
Yep.
It's up to me to post, Stephanie.
so you get it when you get it. We will say Australia Post and COVID, not good friends. But anyway,
I've tried my best.
Yep. Because it's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
It's really,
I think we're
really
sending
beautiful.
It to her.
I think
we've decided.
Yeah, you got him first.
Yep.
You didn't even ask.
So. We'll sign it.
Yeah, we'll sign it. We'll put a little note in it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your beautiful message.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're looking out the window to snow.
Oh.
We've got the sun beaming down here.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank
fills
you for telling
us. Fills me with joy to hear accents.
I know. I love it.
Fills me with joy.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't mind hearing ours.
Hello, my name's Kirsten. I'm from Brisbane.
Hi,
and
Kirsten.
I'm calling because today I am officially a P.
Ah, congratulations.
Finally being diagnosed.
Right.
I guess the next step is to see if me, myself, am potentially an unknown pea shoot.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm feeling all the feelings.
Yes.
today about the diagnosis. Mm. I'm mostly relieved that this part is over. We've gotten there.
It's a tricky part.
Been a big fight. It's taken 18 months to get a diagnosis. I started the process when she was 2.5 and she's now 4.
Right. Yeah, it's a long time.
I'm also angry. I'm angry that it took so long.
Yes.
I know.
I mean, I'd been reading about ASD and how our understanding of it has evolved, and we understand what it looks like a bit more, and particularly what it looks, what it can look like in girls, and even changing our language around the diagnoses and limitations around the assessments, and saying that instead of saying it's 3 or 4 boys have ASD to 1 girl who has ASD, it's changing the language to 3 or 4 boys diagnosed with ASD to 1 girl diagnosed to reflect and recognise the limitations in assessments. And reading this, I was like, yes, they will see her and we will get her the support she needs and she won't have to struggle like
I did.
Yes.
And yet in the assessments, they were like, oh, we're not sure what's going on. It doesn't look quite typical, and
there is no.
It's just, oh, we need another assessment, another assessment.
No, yes, it's money, it's time.
Just angry.
Yeah.
And I'm also angry because we need a specific diagnosis of a specific level to be eligible for support.
That's it's wrong.
I mean, it's so much for being based on need.
No, it's not. It's wrong.
And yet the waiting lists everywhere are so long that the crucial early years are spent waiting and waiting. And instead of catching up or getting ready, we're waiting on waiting lists. I'm also feeling sad for all the kiddies from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Because
the process to get diagnosis, to get support,
is
so protracted and convoluted.
And you need,
a really strong advocate.
Yep.
In your corner, who is able to navigate and sometimes fight multiple systems.
Yeah, and people left to get, behind. It's terrible.
What the kiddies need. Mm. And a lot of families don't have that.
No,
they don't.
Can I just say?
You can.
Kate and Mandy for PM.
Yes!
One term in government. You get that shit sorted.
Oh, we will.
No empathy training needed.
Imagine. Joint Prime Ministers.
Feelings going on. More feelings about the process and the actual diagnosis itself.
Of course.
I mean, my daughter is the same person.
Yes, of course.
Whether she has a label with ASD or not.
No, doesn't matter.
She has the same personality, same behaviours.
Yep.
She's the same incredible and wonderfully weird and beautiful person.
Yes.
She is.
Yep.
Yeah. We can just get more support now.
Yeah. It's just power.
Yep.
It's just power. Information is power.
Oh, weather report.
Oh,
it's a bit rainy today.
Okay.
I live in Queensland, so if you want to know what the weather's doing, just check what month it is.
Yes.
It's February, so it's getting to the end of the stupidly hot season with the occasional storm.
Yep.
So,
there you go.
Thank you for your podcast.
Oh,
love your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And yes, the process is often more arduous than anyone could ever imagine in getting a diagnosis.
And costly.
Yep. And I have to take a morning off work to go to that assessment. Right. And, oh, one's opened up. I've got to go tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've got a swimming carnival on. I can't see that child.
Yeah.
Like, it's when someone says a sentence, I have been diagnosed with whatever, it often has taken 2 years to get to that point. So, it's doesn't mean that you mind what the diagnosis is, but you might just be overwhelmed and emotional because it's been so bloody hard to get
That's right.
Thank you. And I'm glad to hear that it's raining.
Hey, everybody. It's Simone, the music therapist.
Oh, Simone.
I just listened to the Valentine's Day speak pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And no Mac is where I live, so no love heart.
We didn't get there.
Chicken nuggets for me. That's all right. I'll be okay.
Yep.
I'll just make lots of music. There you go. That's what I love.
Yes.
I've got a bit of a, I guess, my own cry, laugh, make a difference story.
Yes.
So I was really lucky to be able to actually go and spend the whole 2 weeks of the holidays with my family this year. And it was super lovely just going to the beach and going to different pools and just having lots and lots of fun.
Great.
And seeing my family. But I think the first thing, and I think I've been processing this a lot, the thing that made me cry, it's already making me cry, was just seeing how much trouble my little pea shoot had this year in the beach. Yeah. So normally he can at least stand there by himself, but this year just noticed the massive difference in his legs and his balance and his strength. And we have a very big surgery coming up this year and we don't know when it is.
Yeah.
And we also don't think it's going to be the last one, which was also part of what we're processing at the moment, I think.
Yeah.
The thought that he's going to have possibly four more until he's 18 or stops growing. He's got an extraordinarily tall father. So I think he's got a while to go. And Kate and Mandy, we were very happy to meet you.
Yes.
And so you could see how tall he was when he met you when you came to my little hometown. But I think that was just for me, that was my cry because I think we're still processing everything that's going to be happening to him this year and the pain and the lead up. And you know that he's going to be in pain for a while.
Awful.
And he's going to feel frustrated and you just want to be able to take all that away and
you just can't. No.
And that's really, really hard. And I live very close to the primary school and I can see all the kids running to the equipment and it's all his mates and he can't.
No.
He can't do that. Amazingly resilient kid. I think maybe it's just mum who's falling apart a little bit.
Yeah,
just having a bit of trouble with it all.
Yeah.
My make a difference would be meeting Kate and Mandy.
It was the best.
It was really lovely meeting both of you and knowing that even though we had never met, that I could give you a hug, which was really lovely.
Yeah.
And could totally have spoken to you a lot more. So, and not just about disability, but about lots of things. I felt like I was just hanging out with some friends.
Yeah.
We are all friends.
Which was really nice, and friends that understood disability, which is also nice because not everybody that I have around me does. And I think my laugh would be one of the many days after the beach. We were in the car and we were noticing there were lots of lots of young ladies with G-strings on.
Yes.
The IP shoot noticed
you the look
the most, I think.
Yeah.
and there was one lady that walked in front of our car, just crossed in front of the car, and my parents were driving and I was in the back, as you do when you end up in the car with your parents, you end up like a kid again.
Yeah.
And my pea shoot just watched this woman walk all the way across right in front and just watched her the whole way. And his eyes just traveled the whole way until they met mine in the back seat. And I'm like, oh, here we go. We've got a question. And the question was why. And I said, oh, you know, just an all-round tan. And I said, but your mum, it annoys me. And he goes, yeah, it's like you just got to pick your undies out of your bum the whole time. Yeah, I don't get it. And I said, you know, you can have them for guys too. And then everyone just started laughing as I described why you'd have one for a guy, which is so you can show off your Christmas decorations. My parents were cracking up saying, oh, my gosh, I would never have had this conversation with my family when I was your age.
Yeah.
No.
And just how nice it was to be with my family and how much we were laughing about the fact that some men like to show off their Christmas decorations. Hope you guys have a great week and I'll speak
soon.
Thank you.
We
loved meeting you.
We loved it. We
both
really, really did. Yes, it was lovely.
It was lovely. We went out for dinner.
We did.
And it was really lovely.
Was really,
and I
really
think
nice.
When you're with a P, you just know that there's all that's understood. So you don't even have to worry about what if I have to bring up this? Do I have to explain this?
No.
Do I have to? You don't have to.
It's easy peasy.
Oh, the P's are the best.
All right. This may be.
Okay, sorry.
It says Molly the Great. So let's just see who this is from.
Peace, it's Molly here.
Here we are.
I've been awarded house captain.
Oh.
And that make me so excited. Mum was like, this has to be the best thing could ever happen. Sorry, I just burped. But Kate, you make me laugh 1,000 percent more than I ever laughed before.
Wow.
I love you so much. This could be the most love I've ever given to you.
You're beautiful, Molly.
And this is my first time I'm doing without Mum. So.
Yes. This is a surprise.
Yeah. Have a good rest of your week, peace. Stay strong. Keep finding the good things in life.
True.
And my week was good at school.
Good.
And I love you, Mum.
Stop it.
And
what about me?
I love you, Kate.
And I love Kate too.
I'm just joking, Kate.
I know.
Bye for now.
Bye for now, Molly.
Molly signing out.
You're so smart. Lots of people can't find that, Molly.
We
are constantly getting messages, where's the speak pipe? So
she came out to me very proud and said, I sent a speak pipe without you. So she's very proud of getting house captain. She just came running out to the car with this yellow piece of paper and just blew my brains out. She just decided on the day she was going to apply for it, did a little speech.
What a woman.
What a woman.
No fuss.
No fuss. No preparing the speeches at home. No.
She knows what she's talking about.
She does.
Yep.
And if anyone's going to tell you, like, if she loves you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
You make her laugh a lot, Kate. That's
Times a thousand.
Thank you, my beautiful girl.
Thank you, Molly. We love you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Kate and Mandy, it's Sarah P. from Perth.
Hi, Sarah.
Yeah, just hanging out in my car, solving life's problems, and I thought I'd give you guys a bit of a buzz. And,
excellent.
Yeah, have a chat.
Great.
So we're into week three of school over here in the West.
Yes.
I'm just having a little moment in the car, just trying to work out how we navigate the messiness of Missy P. Shoot. In pre-primary full-time and work and therapy.
It's a lot.
It's tiring.
Spending time with her, balancing her sister, make sure we pay the bills.
Yep.
So my husband's been on leave, in inverted commas, for the last 3 weeks, getting us settled into school. And then this week he's been lucky enough to attend before and after school club a couple times with her, eating Jats. not talking about Bruno, you know, getting her to feel the vibe and the new routine and, you know, had a couple of good days doing that. It's pretty full on, but, he's getting her there and, phone call to say inclusion support still isn't sorted. Started the process in October last year, getting ready for full-time school this year and it's not sorted. They don't know when it will be, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks.
It's too long.
So I've dropped back to 3 days a week.
I know.
I get to do a day from home.
Yep.
I rock up at the office, or I'm up at 5 and at the office by 6, so I can finish at 2:30 on another day.
That's a pee.
So I can pick Missy up.
Yep.
I've gone through all our contacts and found a beautiful OT student who's picking her up at 1 day a week.
Oh, yay.
Which is working out great.
Awesome.
So, you know, all this stuff happening. But now I'm just at a complete loss of how we balance the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're over here in our WA bubble, so not as much COVID, although it's creeping in.
It is. I hope it stays away.
Yeah, no family visits, no support from our relos on the East Coast. Yeah. So we're forging ahead on our own. Yeah. Anyway, in the car, I had a bit of a small win. I found some toilet paper. The shelves are pretty bare over here.
It's a big win.
You guys seen it on the news. Well, you would have done because you love the weather. The storms that South Australia ruined some of the train lines.
Yes.
Trains. So our shelves are really empty. The pea shoot favourites are missing. The pastas, the rices, the cheese, the yogurt pouches.
Yes.
But I have my 9 rolls of toilet paper.
What and a couple of years we've been through.
Really expensive rice, which was grown in the melted snow from the Himalayas.
Wow.
So dinner will be extra fancy tonight. So
that is fancy rice.
Where did you get that?
Yeah, that's I've seen some posts on Facebook that there's, you know, another a number of peas that are sort of going through the struggle of how does this work with, you know, full-time school and how we manage it. So,
well, it's impossible.
Yeah, this is, where we're at the moment.
Mm.
We had some great wins this week. It hasn't all been sort of tears in the car, cuddling 9 packs of toilet paper. Missy started a club over here. We've got it's called All Star Autism Club.
Okay.
She's done that a couple times now.
Great.
And loves it. Loves it, loves it, loves it. Really inclusive. It's a gated area, playground outside. I can relax. She gets really upset because something happens that she doesn't like. No one bats an eyelid. It's
Yay.
Such a beautiful safe space.
Yeah, that's how the world should be.
Yeah, great activities.
Yep.
And a great EA in her class. And she talks to me about how she's enjoying pre-primary.
Excellent.
So that's really lovely.
Yeah.
And then a few tears for other reasons this week. The teacher pulls out a name of the hat each day and that person gets to be the handy helper and handy helper then picks a friend to be the other handy helper. And our beautiful little girl has been asked to be handy helper by her friends, not once, but twice.
Oh,
yeah. Just thinking about another child standing up in front of the class and saying, who do you want to be your
the best.
Friend helping you to do handy helper today?
The best.
That it was our daughter. So
singing moment.
I understand that you guys get the
huge
the
milestone.
Gravity of that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, just the thought of someone saying that and choosing her and the pride of her, you know, being that chosen person. It's just super beautiful and exciting.
Yes.
So I'm just clinging on to that.
Yes, do.
Toilet paper,
yep.
And getting excited about how I'm going to use my beautiful rice made from the melted snow from the Himalayas tonight.
We need a photo.
Look Does after yourselves, look like everyone, rice? And I will debrief and post notes on what the melted snow rice tastes like.
I want to see it in the hangout. Thank you, Sarah. Those days when that happens is what I say, is it when my psychologist used to say to me, that's a day in the sunshine.
Yes, it is.
So take that day in the sunshine because sometimes they're very few and far between.
Yep.
So I really like that saying and I really hold on to it a lot. Yep. I think, that is a day in the sunshine.
Yep.
That means the sun is shining on us.
Yeah.
And even if it's not, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a day to just go, okay, this is a great day today.
Yes. Beautiful. And I hope that train line gets
fixed. Oh, my goodness.
Fixed. I know Mandy and I have a beautiful friend, Jenny, in Perth. And
shout out to Jenny.
Yeah, we love her. And she was like, oh, we haven't got rats or N95 masks. And I'm like, oh, we've been through all that in January. How come you guys are going through it now? No. Why aren't we ready?
I know.
It makes me sad and annoyed.
Yes.
You know? Anyway, hopefully by the time this comes out, which will be 2 or 3 days from when we recorded it, you're overflowing.
Yes.
As the Bible would say, with milk and honey.
Literally. It's scary when your child has foods and you can't get them.
Very scary. It's the last two or three years has turned us all into hoarders.
Yeah.
Not the toilet paper hoarders, no, but just the, well, food. I need to have these Rice, certain veggie sausages. Noodles, yeah.
All the special
cup noodles. Got to have them.
Okay. This is the first time I'm doing a speak pipe, and I really hope it works.
Great. It's working.
Long time listener, first time speak piper.
Welcome.
Love it.
My name's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I'm from Perth. I have emailed Kate and Mandy couple of times just to tell you how awesome you are as people and what you're doing is amazeballs. And I am currently out walking my dog and it is 30 something degrees at the moment. It was 38 today, so I suspect it's probably around about the 32 mark at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes, yeah, so refreshing.
What inspired me to actually leave this speak pipe was I've just listened to your latest Snap Pea, and I just heard the story about the lovely woman who took her daughter to see Frozen and her daughter revealed she didn't have any knickers on, which I thought was just hilarious. But it reminded me that over the school holidays we went to the movies with my daughter, who's neurotypical. She has dyslexia, but other than that, she's actually neurotypical. And we went to the movies to see Sing 2.
Fun.
And we went with some friends of ours, and sitting up behind us was another family who I didn't see when we came in because it was dark and all of those things. And we all really enjoyed Sing 2. We laughed and had a lovely time. Thought it was great. My husband's a huge U2 fan, so he even came along and watched. And I think he only really came because of the U2 factor. But there was a family, as I said, a family behind us, and they had a very loud member of their group who was clearly just absolutely relishing and enjoying the show, much like us. And when the lights came up and we were heading out, I looked up to see, you know, who had been the other family. And it was clear that the family member who'd been making the noise obviously had some disability, potentially some intellectual disability.
Yep.
Didn't really matter. Anyway, the family behind me apologized and said, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry if we were too loud." And I said, "No, you don't ever have to apologize for that. As long as you all enjoyed yourself, which it sounds like you did, that's the most important thing." And I know that I did that because you have taught me compassion and understanding and the importance of acceptance. And it's not that I didn't know that before I started listening to your podcast, but you have given me the permission for that to be okay. And I think in the past perhaps I would have felt slightly uncomfortable about saying that.
Or annoyed.
Was I overstepping the mark? Was I understepping the mark? Was I, you know, making too many assumptions? But actually, I hope that that family felt really comforted by the fact that I was able to say that.
We can say
down because it was so lovely to see them enjoying themselves.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, I am not a P. My daughter is neurotypical, aside from having dyslexia, which is really in the scheme of what everybody else is experiencing.
It's still tricky. That's okay.
A drop in the ocean.
No, it's tricky.
When it comes to
everyone's welcome.
You know, the supports and requirements that she has. I have a very, very dear friend, and my daughter's best friend is a little guy who has muscular dystrophy and has been in a wheelchair forever. He'll never walk. I also worked for the Disability Services Commission here in Western Australia for 7 years, and I think all of those things have
surrounded by peas
given me a huge appreciation for the beautiful people that make up our world, the diversity that makes up our world, and that all of those things are just things.
Yep. Yeah.
They're not who the person is. No, they don't make up the person. The person is about so much more than that. And so I love your podcast. Mm. I try and tell as many people as I possibly can about
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I feel really, really blessed that the disability community has you in their life.
Oh.
So thank you and keep up the amazing work. And I hope the wind is not blowing too heavily in my microphone.
It's the ambience.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It is. We can tell you're outside.
Oh, there we go.
How to hang up.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Made me howl.
Me too.
Proper crying. Yeah. And that's all we want.
What a compliment.
What a compliment. Thank you. That was a beautiful message.
That you don't know if a P family, if that's the first time they've ever been to the movies.
I know. You don't know if they're like, oh, please don't make too much noise.
Or the siblings are embarrassed or, you know, there's all those people that have some feelings about it.
Yep.
So you just come in and go, oh, no.
No.
That's the best.
Like you're having a great time.
Then that gift is spread to that whole family. You are welcome in this world. You're welcome at the movies, at Frozen, undies, no undies. Doesn't matter. And that is just... I don't know. That's P inclusion.
It is.
I was talking to my neighbour, who's a psychologist, which is very handy, I have to say.
Tap
I try
that.
Not to abuse it. But we do hang over the fence occasionally and debrief. And I was talking about how I was finishing up my sleep talks for my work and I still want to do my sleep work, but nothing beats the P's. And she said, Mandy, this is your life's work. Yeah. You're going to look back and you and Kate, there's nothing going to be more important than this. She said, I can feel that in my bones.
Oh,
and I was just like,
so
yeah, I think she's right.
Yeah. I think we don't stop enough.
No, to just think about that. Yeah. So thank you, Robin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. Take two. This is Alison from Brisbane.
Hi, Alison.
Weather today, about 28 degrees.
Perfect. Nice.
Slightly sunny.
Oh,
cloudy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know the works.
Yes.
Humid. But not too bad. I think the dog's ears will be fine. So,
no yeast.
Car stories, Mandy. Well, we've had a week of it.
Oh.
A month of it. Six weeks of it, actually.
Me.
Christmas Day, my husband's car broke down on the way to my parents' place, who live on the Gold Coast, so about an hour away.
Yep.
And we're just trundling along the highway and the car decided to stop.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
We had our dog in the car and my brother and me. Fortunate to have wonderful parents. They came and saved the day and picked us up, and my husband went with the tow truck back to Brisbane.
Oh, cars.
Car got fixed, so to speak. Just needed a recharge in the battery, apparently.
Oh,
then
they
we,
it for that. Easy.
Then about 2 weeks later, the same thing happened again.
Uh-oh.
And we took it to a different mechanic and they said, oh, no, the battery's dead. You need a new battery. So we got a new battery. About 3 days later, the same thing happened again.
Sounds like the alternator.
RACQ were fantastic. They gave us a hire car.
Sounds like the alternator.
And after about 2 weeks at the mechanics, they worked out that rats had eaten the wires to the alternator. It's now going very well, thank you. The second car, my stepson in the middle of January had a car drive in front of him. But cut across in front of him in a two-lane road from the other side of the road and hit him. The driver, it was a stolen car. Driver of
stolen
the car,
car
was high on ice.
Oh, my gosh, trauma.
They were wanted by police and they did a runner from the scene.
I'm glad they did do a runner so your stepson didn't have to talk.
The car got towed from the scene and 2 weeks later, the insurance company still hadn't, assessed the car. They very nicely gave us a hire car, which we then managed to damage.
Oh, no.
We won't talk about how it got damaged, but we were able to fix it before we took the hire car back.
Oh, gosh. I'm very scared of that.
And they did write the car off, so we're in the process of getting him another car.
Such a pain at the moment.
That is another story in itself.
Yes.
Yep. Impossible.
There's no cars.
In the same period. My son, who lived in Wollongong, was moving to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere I believe you guys know quite
well.
We do.
We do. Why?
Anyway,
it's a question.
He hired a van, was driving down, parked the van in Melbourne overnight before they unpacked, and the somebody hit the car.
Oh, no.
And left damage on the car. Oh. $2,000 worth of damage, which we have now paid for. Well, it was probably actually about $500 worth of damage, which we have now paid for.
What else is mum and dad for?
We're going away next week.
Hope
and we're
driving.
Getting a hire car. We're a bit nervous about this because, yes. you know, cars and us aren't going well at the moment. So that's our car story.
Car stories.
You made me feel better.
Cars. So when I heard your story, yes. Mandy, of just screaming in the car,
yeah.
yep, I hear you.
Yep.
Thank you.
The only other thing I wanted to say was I don't know if you remember last year I said I had a provisional diagnosis yes. of ASD.
I do remember.
My assessment was meant to be today, but it's been delayed till next week, and I am shit scared. Yeah. I'll give you a speak pipe next week yes. once I know
yes.
how it goes. But yes. you know, you guys are fantastic. You normalize the abnormal. That's probably said really wrong.
No, it's fine.
But you make the difficult things in life, the hard things in life, seem like they're normal, yeah, and I so thank
are.
You
they
for
are.
That
they
because we need to know we're not the only ones who are struggling.
Are
so
not.
Thank you so much, guys. Aww. Mandy, I hear the car story.
Thank
I feel
you.
For you.
Thank yep. you.
I just hope that they do fix it because yes.
it's
not
fixed.
Worth it at the moment
no.
buying a secondhand car.
No,
they
very,
are
very
so expensive.
They really are.
So good on you for getting onto the insurance company.
I did.
Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Alison. I love hearing
thank
from you.
You. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
You're an awesome, awesome human, and that doesn't change.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, I'm not taking away from you being scared.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that you don't need to be fearful because we love you just the way you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for turning that in.
Thank you. Thank
Rats
you.
Rats eating the alternator.
Wow.
Did no one look?
No.
No.
Did no one look?
Three times.
Sorry, but I just – the things you hear.
Queensland,
rats
geckos
in
one
the car.
Week, rats in the car the next week. Queensland peas, I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, wow.
First Queensland. Of May.
Yeah, first of May.
Leave your bugs
Maybe
alone.
Don't drive. Hopefully. Catch the train.
Alison, I hope you can come.
I hope you can, Alison.
So let's say that. Let's just reiterate. We're coming to Sydney on the 18th of June. There's going to be two shows,
yes.
4:30
I think we're
7:30.
Iterating because the
Reiterating.
Yeah,
what did I say?
Well, you said reiterating, but we haven't told them these dates yet because this episode comes out before.
Sorry, we've recorded before this.
We've recorded in the opposite order of the way the episodes come
Mandy,
out.
Mandy, work it out.
No, it's good.
Right. So anyway,
let's
good news.
Iterate. Exciting news.
Exciting news. We're coming to Sydney on the 18th of June.
Yep. And Brisbane on the 1st of May.
Brisbane, 1st of May. We're going to get Gary.
Yep.
Peas and beans unite.
Yep.
We're going to... I don't know what the weather's like in May. I think it's pleasant.
I think it'll be lovely.
Come on.
Yeah, Melbourne's starting to get cold.
Yeah.
I think it'll be nice. We might be able to sit outside and have a cup of tea.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
we
anyway,
can't wait to see you.
We can't. And we've got a P working on Canberra.
Yep.
She's furiously
and
working away.
Also, we've got Special Olympics people working on us coming to Tassie
yep.
for the week of the National Games where Molly is in Team Vic.
Yep.
The week of the 17th of October. We will let you know, Tassie peas. As soon as possible.
Yep. And thank you to the people who've reached out to see if Mandy and I can do corporates or school
yes,
gigs.
We're ready.
We most certainly can. We can talk to your parents, your teachers.
We've got a beauty company asking us to talk to them.
Yep. We
on
can,
International Women's Day.
We can do whatever.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
We're chatters.
Yeah, we are. We can.
we may not be beauty,
we're
but
not
we are
scared.
Chatty.
We can hold the floor.
We can.
So, yeah, we're your people. Okay.
We are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Every person who sent the speak pipes,
thank
we love you.
Thank and you these, for including the weather.
Yeah, these episodes are for you.
It's a beautiful sunny afternoon in Melbourne now.
Yay.
So I hope that your weather's been kind to you and I hope Perth, that relentless heat breaks soon.
Yeah.
Oh, what a country we live in. Bye.
See you, peas. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better?
Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.